We're on to accessing your knowing, creating a different future. So, this first part will be a lot about accessing your knowing, how to accessing more of your knowing, and basically to have more of you, and the potency, knowing, space that you truly be. So, feel free to jump in with questions or anything at any time. So, basically what happens in this reality is that we get all these definitions of everything, and maybe most of all of ourselves. So, we basically, from we get born, we get a lot of definitions of who we are, what we are, why we are it, how we should be, when we should be it. And then we start picking up on all of that, trying to match that, trying to fit into that, so we can match the image, the definition of who we truly be, we think we be, but that's really not, sorry, it's not who we truly be, it's who we think we be. Or are. So, just by getting... So, you know in Access how we're talking a lot about knowing instead of thinking? And when we talk about thinking, it's everything we have created in the cognitive mind. So that's basically all the definitions of who, what, where, when, why, and how we be. And all these definitions of that we have figured out, we're considering, contemplating on, always. Those are the things that are defining us and limiting us to be only what we have decided that we are in those cognitive minds. And to access your knowing, you basically need to go beyond that. So how do we do that? Yeah, first of all, if we could just acknowledge that we have all these definitions of ourselves, and they have been assigned and imposed and projected at us since we were very young and is still. I mean, for example, if we have any mothers in the room that have given birth to any significant people in the world, you know, from one day to another, you were a mother. You were not only you anymore, you were also a mother. And how much judgments, conclusions, considerations, projections, expectations, definitions comes with that. And suddenly you have to live up to that from that day. And being a mother, it can be different for everyone, but it's still, for most people, a huge limitation of something. Because we all make our own definition. Oh, I'm going to be this kind of mother. And I'm going to be this kind of mother. I'm going to do this because then I'm a good mother. And you know also how it's almost like everybody's trying to be the best or the perfect mother. And if my kid walks before your kid, I'm a better mother. It's almost that energy. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, how the mothers are coming to the daycare and telling, my kid is talking so good. Yeah, oh, cool. Oh, it's awesome. I'm the best mother ever. And everybody tries to be proud. Yeah, Birgitta?
Well, just to add to that one, being on my own in Germany, I read every book I could get because I didn't have anybody else to ask how it was to be a mother for the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't fit in into any books. It didn't matter which book, the old one or the newest versions. It just didn't work out for me what they said was the way to be.
No, exactly.
A mother, so just to add to that one.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly. So I mean, so when I'm talking about all the definitions,
that becomes a definition as well.
It is. That's the thing. Like all the definitions and projections and assigns we have been given, they come from also from books, for example. I mean, it's basically like, oh, now I'm a mother, so now I have to figure out how to be or how I'm going to be. And then we start reading that, and it's like Birgitta was probably already aware of, like, huh, I'm not fitting into this form, but I hear or I read in this book that I'm supposed to be like that. So the mother thing is just one example, but it's a very clear example for most people because we all see it. I mean, it's the same with... There comes a lot of definitions and limitations about being a father, being a brother, being a family, being in a family, being best friend. That's a great one. Having a best friend. There's a lot of things coming with that. How you now have to be, what you're allowed to be, what you're allowed to do and say and when, and all of that. So it comes with in every area of life. And as long as we're still functioning from all these definitions, we basically either have to align and agree with them or resist and react to them. So we basically have to try to fit into them or try to break them. But what if none of those definitions is actually true at all? What if it's just a creation? What if it's just an invention of something? But since everybody else has given it to us, and everybody else is functioning from it, it seems to be more real than anything else. So for example, again, the mother example. So if the majority on the planet, whatever, 3 billion mothers on the planet are choosing to act in one way, it's pretty easy to think that that would be the correct way, or that's probably something I need to be or do. But where's the question in that?
Yeah.
It's basically just a conclusion where we're trying to gather all the definitions and try to find the best definitions and choose them. Pick the best definitions for me. It's a new class. Best definitions for me. We pick from this smorgasbord of definitions, and I choose this one and this one and this one and this one. And then I will be a good mother or the best mother, as an example. So, what if we were willing to let go of all these definitions of who, what, where, when, why, and how we be? And I've brought up so many of these, everything that is done is good, stealing, can we destroy and create that? Right, wrong, good, or bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys, and beyonds. So, all these definitions, that's basically what's creating a huge limitation for us. And then, when we have become this person, we now have almost like an identity, an image. And we have, in that, we have, this is my values. This is what I'm going to live after. This is who I am. This is what I am. This is who I act. This is what I would do in this situation. Again, there's no questions in that. It's just it's just conclusions or predetermined ways of act. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got stuck when you said the best friend. You know, just look at the limitation when, you know, everybody seems to be looking for a best friend or, you know, the partner, you know, the partner should be the best friend and whatever. What a limitation that is, because then that's just one, rather than having surround yourself with great friends or great beings, then you have a much bigger room and realm to play with.
Yeah.
And even from childhood to start, you know, I never had a best friend. Well, if I had one, I realized that, well, put it like this, I actually never really had a best friend, and I made myself wrong for it. I bought into this that I had to find a best friend.
Yeah.
And yes, yeah, so I really thank you for bringing up the word best friend, because I really had to look at it. And what a limitation it all brings into. That we have to have one of everything, you know, one doctor, one, you name it, one dry cleaner. We just define one best.
Yeah.
Rather, I actually start to call it like pearls. Every time I find something that is brilliant, I call it a really good shiny pearl. And to have a string of pearls, you know, the longer it is, the longer necklace you get. So, well, that's how I've started to look at it.
Yeah, and you're
how I define it.
And you're so correct, because when we say my dry cleaner, my best friend, we start to exclude everything else that could be possible.
And, sorry, can I just And as soon as I find something that I find...
That was not a question, by the way. That was her telling me I'm going to talk, but that's fine.
Can I just add that?
Yeah.
Because as soon as I realize, as soon as I find what I call is a pearl in my universe, and you know, when I find, I make sure that I tell everybody about this pearl. Because that would then, you know, how can I say, it would be an invitation for other people to see if they like my pearls or not. I mean, they don't have to, but I really, I don't know how to say this. Anyway, it will be a more shiny place with more pearls around.
That's for
with
sure.
With more great people.
Awesome. Cool.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine. So, I was hanging out with my niece yesterday for 5 hours or something, and she was talking. She's, I don't know, she goes in first class. What? How old are you?
Like 7, 8.
Seven, eight. Okay, so she's, oh, she just had her birthday. That's why I met her, by the way. So she's 8, apparently, then. So she's 8. Thanks. And she was talking about this thing of best friend a lot during these hours. And so basically she had 3 best friends, and then she suddenly had 4 best friends, and then she had 1 best friend, and oh, my 3 best friends, and oh, my best friends. And she was going on with using the words, but she didn't have any significance, not any charge around it, so it didn't matter. And once she even said, we were at a cafe having some cookies, and she was saying, like, yeah, and I have, and yeah, and so she's my best friend, and she's my, and she's my, and she's a little bit better, so she's a little bit better best friend. And, you know, the energy was still, like, in these 10 seconds, I don't know, next 10 seconds. So there was really no charge in it. But I was also very aware of where she's going with that energy. But it was really nice, because she had no charge on it. And probably in 3 years, it will be a totally different deal if no one is giving her the possibility to look at it from a different perspective, because she was probably using the word like 50 times in 5 hours. But that's where we want to go. We can be this thing. We can have this, we can even have this definition of us, who we be. But if we're willing to have it just for the 10 seconds... So Birgitta can be my best friend. Oh, Birgitta is my best friend. Who cares? Oh, Ia is my best friend. You know, because then there's no charge. So it's really about the charge we're making on all these things that we're creating a form and structure and significance to. So we're creating this significance around what we be and around defending this image that we have decided we are. So we have Birgitta, Ia, and Vladi.
Oh, so is it the word that the energy behind the word that it brings up stir the whole thing?
Yeah. So yeah, actually it is, and it's not. But yeah, so every word has this electrical charge vibration to it, and so if you, for example, say best, everybody around you is reacting in a way that actually creates a vibration too. But it's more if you're willing to not have that charge around it, vibration around it, you can have something different. But yeah, so for example, if we're, like I said with my niece, if we're using the best friend word like 50 times, that will create something probably in a while, because the people around you will start to define what that means.
Yeah. Well, there's a judgment in the energy too.
There is a judgment, because if it's best, something has to be worst. So there's always a polarity to it, absolutely. So everywhere we are, defining and creating a charge around the polarities. Can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and men. We have a follow-up from Birgitta.
Yes. What Lisa was saying, and what you're saying, you know, if she used that word best for, you said 50 times, whatever, what I also see that there's then a confusion. What is she talking about? Is she talking about the actual best or not the best? Or
yeah.
So but again, she had really energy behind the judgment behind the word.
Yeah, she really had no definition even what it meant. It was more like, even at one point she actually said that one of her friends, they met already on the hospital when they were newborn. So that was more significant, and she was, they were more connected, and they were actually more significant in each other's lives. And I realized instantaneously, okay, so this is the story of her mother that is giving her this story, because, I mean, she obviously don't know. So I was asking her, so did you talk to each other on the hospital when you were like a week old? Nah, we couldn't talk then. So how do you know this? But our mothers have told us that we connected already then. Okay, that's correct. Like, you know, so that's more the awareness around it. Like when she was talking about these three, four, and then one, and then four, and then a lot of best friends. There was really no energy on that at the moment. But the other energy was like, okay. So she has already, it's almost like their parents has already given them, those two kids, the assignment to be something in each other's lives because of that. Which is not really giving the space and the choice. So all the assigns and assignations we have been given, can we now destroy and create them and create some freedom of choice? Yes. Right, wrong, good, or bad, from Pokona, and short voice knows. I'm going with Blanche.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and he was very upset because I'm using the word, I love you, Jonas, and I love this flower, and I love this table, and I love everything. And he and I used to be lovers a long time ago.
Hey.
But anyhow, he was very upset. He said that you don't love anybody. How can you compare me to a flower? You're saying that you love a table, and you love your dinner, and you love, and I'm your friend. So I think it was something here about what you are talking about. So I couldn't... I actually tried to ask some questions, but I couldn't because he was very upset. And then the conversation ended with when he said, well, I'm using this phrase when I'm really in love with the woman that I'm going to get married. And that made me upset afterwards because I was like, fuck you. So do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. And love is one of these words in this reality. Yeah. That is most significant.
Yeah.
That is one of the most significant words we can ever use.
I don't have any charge in that word.
No,
I
know,
say, I
because
love
you
Jonas
have.
And I love. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And you have, I mean, you have also changed your charge around that word a lot. But you know, for most people, it's like you have all probably all
when
seen in.
The word. That's my question.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, so that's a great question. And just to have everybody on board. Like you have probably all seen in movies how significant it is who's saying I love you first and when it's appropriate to say it and after how many weeks, because there's so big charge and significance around the word. And so in Access we work more from a totally different space with love, where we maybe don't work from that definition, limitation, significance of the word love, because there's so many definitions of love. Basically, everybody has their own definition of love, which is mostly based on different definitions, judgments, conclusions, and points of views. So it's really hard to know what anybody is talking about. So we're more functioning from the word gratitude and stuff. But I'm exactly like Vladica. I'm also throwing around the word like, oh, I love you. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that. Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, if you're aware of what it means and doesn't mean, and you can also use it towards other, you just have to be aware of what it means for them, or at least a little bit what it means for them. And, I mean, if I meet a person that has that charge in it, I would probably not use it around that person that much, or I would use it a lot around that person just to see if we can create a different reality, but who knows. But I would always be in the question of, if I would use it or not, and how I would use it and not. And one thing I would definitely never do is to go into the conversation or argumentation about the word with a person like the person you're describing.
Yeah.
Because that will be exhausting.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I know. Oh. It's really exhausting because...
Never defend yourself.
No.
No.
That's the thing. Like, so when we're defending ourselves or a word or an energy or an awareness, we get stuck in that situation mm-hmm. instead of having the space of choosing something different. Yeah. So everything that brought up and everything that is, can we destroy and cradle?
Yeah. Yes.
Right, wrong, good, about put and poke all night shows, boys and girls. So we have Ia and then Matt.
No, wait.
She waits. It's 2 minutes, 10 seconds ago since she had the question, and now we're 2 minutes, 10 seconds before the question. Mats.
So she's chasing.
Mats?
Sorry.
Yeah, when you were talking about this, about love, something came up and me decided, for a couple of years ago I died and went away to the other side, and I was away for at least 20 minutes. And that changed a lot for me about discharge the word love.
Yeah.
I put it in a different meaning.
Okay.
Because at that place, nothing was significant, but it was totally love. And you were embraced everywhere.
Yeah.
And you couldn't feel pain or envy or whatever. It was just, everything was okay.
Yeah.
Whatever would happen, it was okay.
Yeah.
And it's more like allowance to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of allowance.
Yeah, and that was actually mm-hmm. the word that, the energy that came up for me when you were telling this story and presenting this energy, that I perceived that that's the energy of allowance and gratitude. And so it's more about the awareness you have of that energy than exactly what word you're using for you. Because, so, for me and for you, we can use whatever word we like for ourselves, as long as we're not defining us around it, creating the significance and the charge around it, where we then have to defend that. It's just to be aware of, like, how this reality is using the word love, and to do it from the heart and stuff, because that comes with a lot of things that you then have to live up to, where you don't have the choice. But when you're describing that energy, it's just beautiful, total allowance, gratitude, it's nurturing, it's caring. And that's the energy, like, you want to bring along. And then you can use whatever word you want to do for you about it. It doesn't matter. Cool, thank you. Yeah?
No, I think I'm actually waiting for, I don't know, it's just a lot of awarenesses. The words will come.
Just waiting.
One more question about, so how do you tell a person like this guy, he asked me the question, yeah. So what do you say to a man that you, when you really love him? You love everybody and everything.
He will know.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do you have to say
it? Do you have to say it?
No, but he will know. You just tell that guy, that man will know. There's no words needed.
No.
Oh, thank you.
So, exactly. So basically, like, that was a great way of telling that person. And in the bigger generalization, like, tell people what they can hear.
Yeah.
Like, what they want to hear about this. So you don't try to impose or project your definition of it or what you want them to be aware of. Just tell them what they want to hear.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have a lot of friends, or at least people that I know. No, they're my best friends. Yeah, it's people I know that are talking a lot about love and if you're doing it from the heart or not. And so, for me, I'm just aware of how important and how significant and how much charge there is in their universe on that, and I'm allowing them to keep on having that, being that, having that church and significance around it, and I'm just aware of what I'm saying to them, to not have to go in and fight for or against, defend for or against, fight for or against their significance. And when that significance, that charge, when somebody have that in their universe, it's really easy to pick up. It goes very fast, right? I think you all have done that a lot. Because
The charge and the word love, and whatever.
Get stuck in love here.
This is actually gifting and receiving. I'm looking at, because I just would like to tell you an experience that, you know, tell what people can hear. I had this text conversation, and it's a woman that I work a little bit with. She's a fantastic woman, and I really adore her, and unfortunately she doesn't see her the way I see her. Anyway, she gave me a really lovely compliment in an SMS, and often in this world, you know, you throw out, oh, I love you, well, I love you too, or, you know, all this type of thing. And I just thought, right, I'm not going to do this just throwing things like a ball plank. I'm actually going to receive what she just said, the compliment that she gave me. So I just wrote back, thank you. And then silence. And I could feel, even though we were not in the same place, I could feel the charge. Are you not going to give back, you know, the compliment? And I thought, no, hold on. For 5 days, I didn't see her, I didn't talk to her, and I could feel the charge. And then I met her, and I could still feel the charge. I mean, it was so dynamic. And eventually, I brought it up, and I said, by the way, the text message that you sent me, that was the most precious gift I've been given for a long, long time. And I didn't want to say anything back. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to receive it. Mm-hmm. And she just looked at me. And she's done quite a lot of acts now. And she just looked at me, and suddenly the coin dropped into her universe. And she said, wow. That was the first time I had to look at what receiving was, a compliment.
Yeah. And there's a huge difference if we have to prove that we're receiving, or if we can just receive.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of the biggest problems with receiving in this reality, and also knowing in this reality, it goes together, is that we have to prove it. So when we have to prove our knowing, we basically destroy the possibility to function from knowing.
Yeah.
Because now we have to function from science, or proving, or cognitive computations, or something like that.
And it's like defending.
It's absolutely defending that our point of view is correct or right.
Yeah.
So where we're doing that and destroying our capacity for knowing, can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nice shirts, boys and meals. So see if we can, what we can do to go beyond all the definitions we have on ourselves. Like, so what have you defined yourself as? Oh,
yeah,
that brought up a lot.
Egan, the best of you.
Interesting.
He's his own best friend. That's also a definition.
I got in my head, nobody.
Nobody, cool.
Nobody.
So she's either nobody or she doesn't have
anybody.
I don't know.
Yeah,
so all the definitions we have made of ourselves, all the images we have created and now have to live up to and defend, that we're doing in a good way. Can we destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, pot and poke, all nice shirts, boys and meals.
Oh.
Let's do this one. What invention of who, what, where, when, why, and how you be are you using to limit yourself and your reality? Everything that is, stands between. Can we destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, pot and poke, all nice shirts, boys and meals. So what invention of who, what, when, where, why, and how are you using to limit yourself and your reality?
Mm-hmm.
Everything that is times good seeing. Can we destroy and create all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, pot and puck, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Whoa, it's a lot of energy in that. So, I mean, there's a lot of, probably a lot of definitions of you that you have in yourself that you're not even cognitively aware of.
That one.
Yeah. So all of that is what we might be able to access with that process, actually. Because it's going beyond our cognitive capacity to destroy ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering what this is about. There seems to be like a... When I look at it now, it's like this discrepancy. Is that the word? Discrepancy?
Yeah.
Between being undefined but still sort of functioning in a defined world. And like I sort of made something like, if I'm undefined, I still have to do something with it. And that doesn't go together for me. So I created some weird thing there.
Yeah. So, wow, cool. So let me ask you. Oh, no, yeah.
I had to sing for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, like, so when I was talking about my niece yesterday, she just had 4 best friends and then 1 best friend. And 10 seconds later, she had another best friend that was a little bit better than the others. And then next minute, she had a different situation going on, which would be that you can be whatever you be in these 10 seconds, and then you can choose something different next 10 seconds again. But when we're functioning from these definitions of who we be, like being a mother, suddenly, now I'm going to be a mother for the rest of my life. I'm not only a dentist, I'm also a mother. You know? It comes with all these strange things. And when you have them, and you know that they are limiting you, you would like to be not functioning from them. And have you tried to undefine yourself from them? Which would just be another definition.
Yeah,
instead
right.
of destroying and uncreating and letting go of them to give you the space to choice, free choice.
Yeah, I think I've been still having the conclusion that I somewhere need to function with them.
Okay. Okay. Cool. No, that's actually reading, because that means that you then have to defend against them.
Yes.
So they're still there, and you're defending against them, and trying to create something else because you can't let go of them, but you know you want to create something different.
Yes, I can.
Yeah. So everything that is and everywhere we're defending against the definitions, can we destroy and uncreate that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put and poke, all and shows, boys and meals. Actually, what stupidity are you using to defend for and against the definitions of who, what, where, when, why, and how you be? How are you choosing? So everything that is, times you can see, and can we destroy and create that?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put and poke, all and shows, boys and meals. So the interesting part is that as long as we're defending against them, or trying to undefine them, or trying to create something that is undefined, it's basically the polarity.
Yeah.
So it's just the same coin, different sides, which doesn't give us any freedom. So I think it actually was you, before we started, that was talking about having more space.
More space with receiving.
More space with receiving, which is also more space with knowing and being you.
Yeah.
And as soon as we don't have a significance around it, there's no charge, we can basically choose to be this, and then this, and then this, mm-hmm. and now this, and now this,
oh, yeah.
and now this, and now this. So it's not about walking around having no definitions or not be anything. Be everything all the time instead. Oh, I wonder who I can be when I'm entering this shop to get the most out of this visit.
Mm-hmm.
What energy can I be in here, in this situation, to receive even more? And if that would be like acting like the best mother in the world, the best father in the world, the best friend ever, or like something else. I mean, I know that I have been with Leeson shopping, and I have acted in a very feminine way and gotten great results out of that in situations. And I know that she has used the energy of being more like a manly energy in situations and created great results from that. And when we're not, when we're willing to not make a significance, if we're defining ourselves like this or this or this, I mean, Vladica, Maria, Lisen, and Ia, they are apparently women, according to how we define a woman.
The rest we don't know about.
A woman is... Yeah, exactly.
There was no judgment of that.
No, but they're obviously a woman according to how we define a woman in this reality. But they don't have to buy into anything what that means. And instead be whatever they want to be. And however they want to
like
be.
Being an actor.
Yeah, maybe it's not even being an actor. It's actually being the chameleon of the possibilities that actually is existing already.
That could
I used being an actor as well.
It could be being an actor, but it's also very different if you're acting or if you're being a chameleon. Because when you're acting, you're still functioning from that you are something different and now you're acting. It's almost like a lie.
Just in addition to which, it's so funny to me, because the hotel where I'm booked in Serbia, where I'm going to introduce access, is called the Traveling Actor. It's so funny.
So everything that is, and everything that we're going to do, is that right?
Yes.
Right, we're going to bat one poke on our shirt for his symbiosis.
Yeah, because that actually brings up a lot of energy about being an actor or acting and being true.
Being what?
Being true.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of definitions about what being an actor and acting is, and having, and still working as an actor, it is so different than what a lot of definitions about it is, because a lot about it is also about actually being the space and energy about possibilities. But I can see myself, too, doing the definition of, like, well, because I can choose to be the space of the possibilities, that is still somewhere can be some sort of acting or not being true. And it's okay for me to be with a lot of, with my not best friends. But then when it comes to my best friends or family or lovers or whatever, I need to be true. And it just seems to be, like, a whole lot of weird definitions around there.
Yeah.
What is what.
So is that creating conflictual universes for you?
Yeah.
And when that gets created, it's almost like we don't know how to be or when to be or where to be in any situation anymore. And almost, oh, it's matching with you trying to catch up with your speed, because it's almost like catching up with everything you need to be in every situation to fulfill those different conflictual universes.
Apparently.
Yeah. So everything that is and everywhere we're trying to match and fit into all the conflictual universes we have created, can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, or bad, punipok, all nine shorts, boys and meals. And everywhere we are defending what we have decided and defined ourselves to be. Can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, about put and poke on our shirts, boys and beyond. So what if there's no correct or right way to be in a certain situation? And this is really where accessing your knowing and your capacity and potency comes in to the picture, because if you're not having these definitions, these limitations and that significance around it, you can basically just ask a question, like the example before, what energy, space, and consciousness can I be in this situation? Mm-hmm. What energy, space, and consciousness can I be in this situation? Without functioning from the conclusion of how it would be the best way to be in this situation. So even if you have an awareness already before, and you even have some sort of knowing about how you could be, still being the question to access an even greater knowing in that moment if it shows up.
That was, I see where I stopped myself. The question.
Yeah.
because I don't ask the question. When you go to that, well, this worked for me, this is yummy.
Yeah.
And instead of what else is possible here, you maybe you even ask that, but you still have the energy of, I want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And you do not move on.
No, exactly. Wow. So how much of our knowing have we cut off and excluded ourselves from by definitions, conclusions, and expectations?
Mm-hmm.
So everything that is, and everywhere we're not choosing to go to the question instead, can we destroy and create that?
Yeah, please.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put and pop on our shows, boys and girls. Matt?
Yeah, I got up the energy of kind of automatic defense system.
Yeah.
And in that, it's kind of no space for being vulnerable.
Absolutely. So that's actually a great way to explain what I'm talking about, or what we mean when we're saying defending something. Because when we're defending something, it's like we have already a couple of steps before that decided something. This is who I am, or this is the right way. And then we start to live up to that and try to fit into that and prove that we're that. And that is the whole defending system. So as soon as something come up that is challenging that system, that defending system that we have created, we have to defend it.
Yeah.
Either for or against. And it goes so fast, and it's like you said, it just happens automatically. Mm. So what stupidity are you using to defend who, what, where, when, why, and how you be, are you choosing? So everything that is time to consider, can we destroy and uncreate all?
Yes. Yes.
Right or wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yes?
You mentioned your niece, she had no charge on my best friend.
Yeah, no, at least not yesterday.
at least not yesterday. And you also mentioned that there is a polarity when you mention my best friend, that then there is a worst friend.
Yeah.
So, does it mean she hasn't decided who is her best friend or who is her worst friend?
Yeah, I would say, and she doesn't at the moment. So far, she's not functioning from that significant charge of best friend, worst friend, etc. So it's more like, oh, that's my best friend. Oh, that's my classmate. Oh, that's my friend. Oh, that's also my friend.
She has learned how to say it.
Yeah, exactly. She has learned how to say it, but it doesn't mean anything to her, so there's not this significant.
So she's actually not using the words the way other people use them?
No. So she's not, she has still not bought into the charge and the significance around what saying she's my best friend means.
So she's just basically using random words.
Yeah, kind of.
No, she's not. She has learned that there is... She would say it differently if her mother was around.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But because of Jonah's not charged, there's no response to what she's saying, she will let it go very much faster.
Yeah.
Depending where she is, she will stick to the words differently.
Yeah.
So she could change all the things. She doesn't see when something changes in him. So if she's with her mother, there's a significance, and she would always like give her feedback that she's doing it the right thing. She's saying it the right thing.
So it's about the receiver? Well,
she's trying to figure it out as well.
Yeah, I think she's trying to figure it out too. And there is an energy in like what the receiver is projecting at you when you're saying something.
Yes.
That's why, for example, love or best friend or something creates a lot of reactions around us. But when we don't have that reaction or charge, it doesn't mean that much to us. So everywhere we are, perceiving other people's reaction with a word we're saying, and buying into that reaction,
mm-hmm.
and try to or react and defend for and against their reaction. Can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and girls. So a huge part of accessing your knowing is allowance.
Yeah.
That's probably not what most people are talking about or defining it as or thinking that it is or being aware that it is, because they think it's about knowing more. I need to know more. I need to know more. I need to know more. Yeah. And when you're not in aligning and agreeing, resisting and reacting, defending for or against something, you can just be in allowance and have the space to access a greater knowing, to access your knowing constantly. So everything that doesn't allow us to be in allowance and access much more of our knowing, can we destroy our kriya?
Yes.
Right, wrong, good or bad, put in poke all night, show us place in the house. So, what are you defending for and against that if you didn't defend for and against it, would allow you to be you?
Hmm.
Oh, everything that is time to go see it. We're destroyed and created all.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke all night, for and beyond. Hey, let's do that again.
Yes.
What are you defending for and against that if you didn't defend for and against it, would allow you to be you?
Yeah.
Everything that is time to go see it. We're destroyed and created all.
Yeah. Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke all night, show us and beyond. What are you defending for and against that if you didn't defend for and against it, would allow you to be you and access the knowing you truly be? Everything that is time to get seen can destroy and create all. Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke all night, show us boys and beyond. Birgitta?
Yeah, Jonas. I've just been looking a lot recently about, it's so easy to look what other people be.
Yeah.
But looking what I be, that's actually my initial. My initials is IBE.
Hey.
Yeah, it's kind of.
What's your first name?
Inger
Birgitta
Elizabeth
Tablish. Elizabeth Tablish.
Yeah.
So I bet is your name.
So what is that? Brent? Is that defending or refusal? Or can you just help me look at that? Because it's been going on in my head about
recently. Okay.
What do you know about this?
Okay. Yeah. So let me ask a question, and maybe this applies to more people. So. Have you decided that you need to define what you be?
Sort of, yes.
Yeah. So everywhere we have decided that we, or no, everywhere we have bought the lie or think that we need to be. Can we destroy and create that?
Yes. Yes.
Right or wrong, good or bad, put and poke all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Actually, thank you for that one, because
yeah.
all my life, how people say, so what do you want to be when you grow old? And everywhere, they've always asked me, they've tried to, questions they've come towards me is like, I have to define myself, so who do you be? You know, every immigration that you have to fill in.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I used to have fun in the end, because I have to fill them in all the time. Yeah, it's from outside. It's not from.
No, but that's the thing, because.
But I've really bought into it.
Yeah.
I would like to define.
Yeah, exactly. So if we buy into what everybody else is defining us as, and you see, we're so psychic, so we pick up on this energy that other people are projecting, or imposing. At us all the time, and then if we. Don't acknowledge and function from the awareness of that it's not true, it's not real. We, like you said, have to buy into it and try to live up to it.
You know, because talking about the mother business before, I mean, even that, I've questioned that. So my kids are much older now. So I've been looking at it, I thought, really? Am I a mother? Really? You know, even that is sort of like a, really?
Yeah. Really? Am I?
Yeah, it's just sort of, there's just no definition left.
Yeah, so.
There either.
Yeah, and what if it doesn't mean anything to be a mother or to be a teacher or to be a best friend, or to be a sister, or to be in the family, and instead we could choose? And most of all, what if it didn't mean anything what other people are defining it as?
So, I have a question about that, choosing and being with your best friends, because I have a situation where I have a chart on that too. It was a couple of weeks ago, I was supposed to be with a friend, and then I chose to come to Foundation Another Class with you guys.
Yeah.
And she was so upset, and she said that when she started to throw away a lot of things on me, like, this is how you treat people, and I just said, I'm sorry, but I'm going to do this class together with... So, I mean, and there is her definition, what a friend means.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't choose in 10 seconds with your friends.
No, but because as a friend, the definition in this reality is that you're supposed to be able to trust that that friend is going to do what I expect them to do.
Exactly.
Or that I can trust them to be the same forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Best friends forever is basically, now I can trust that you will treat me and be like this
forever.
So everything that is, and everywhere we have bought into that definition, can we destroy and cradle?
Yes.
Right, one good or bad, put a poke all night, show it's poison meals. And the interesting part is about it, is that trust is really, if you are functioning from trust, from awareness, you trust is that you trust that the other person will do what they do when they do it, if they do it.
Yeah.
And to be a friend, for me, would really to trust that that person is doing what they're doing. And if I would consider them as a friend for me, they would allow me to choose whatever I want to choose whenever I want to choose it.
Yeah,
no. Otherwise, they're not a friend. They're just a person that's trying to define and limit me so they can have control over me.
That is often what trust comes from, this reality that you should do what they expect you to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
rather than the other way around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So everything that is, and everywhere we have bought into that definition of trust, and we now think we have to live up to it, can we destroy and create that?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shirts, boys and yours.
So what would be the difference in trusting the universe or trusting a friend?
It's a great, that's a really great question. Because trusting the universe would actually demand of you to trust that you're knowing, trust your capacity, trust your capacity of receiving the possibilities, and just trust that it will happen when it happens, and it will happen when I choose it. But trusting a friend, in this definition of this reality, is really...
Sounds like a limitation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it's really about the expectations and the projections and the definitions of who, what, where, when, why, and how we be and they be and how we're being in regards to each other.
She doesn't eat it.
Oh, okay.
She
just
licks it.
Yeah.
So, Jesper.
Yeah, something that came up for me 10 minutes ago or something is the unwillingness to let go of all these projections and definitions without having the information about it. Like we have to discuss it before we have to let it go.
Yeah.
So either I'm not willing to let that go, or I just want to talk more about it.
Okay, so
what did you want to talk about?
I don't know exactly.
Okay,
so let's can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So what is it that you're not willing to let go of? That. What's that? What's that beep?
What is not willing to let go of?
Oh, okay. Cool. So what are you not willing to let go of?
It's the, maybe the reference of who I am.
Okay, so that's... Thanks. Because that's exactly what we're talking about. Those references about you, if you're not willing to let go of them, you have to fight them or fit into them. And if you want to talk yourself or think yourself out of them, you have to go to the limitations of them. You have to basically define yourself to get there. So what if you would be willing to wake up tomorrow and walk out of the door and start the day by basically doing the clearing and function from the energy? So if there was no definitions of who, what, where, when, why, and how I be today, who would I be? What would I choose? What could I do? What would be possible if I didn't function from anything I have decided, I have been assigned, or that I'm expecting, or that I've decided my images are, and that everybody else are projecting at me? What would be possible for me if I were functioning from none of that? So, what stupidity No, actually, thanks, that's great. What invention are you using to defend for and against the life you are choosing? So, everything that is time to think, could we just try and create that?
Yes.
Run around good and bad, put and poke, all nine shows, boys, and beyond. So Jesper, what invention are you using to defend for and against the energy you're choosing? Or the life you're choosing, or the computation you're choosing? No, that's the energy. So what invention are you using to defend for and against the life and computation you're choosing?
Yeah, it's really interesting that you're bringing this up, because Ia talked to me last night about possibly me using an operating system to be or create my life.
Yeah.
So is that also similar to this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so everything that is...
Yeah, so everywhere you have defined yourself as a computer.
Yeah.
You destroy and create that?
Yes.
Find one good or bad, put and poke all night, show it to play some beyonds.
Wow. That was interesting.
Oh, that's great. That reads, and that's creating a space.
Yeah.
So what stupidity are you using to define yourself as the computer you're choosing? Please, at least buy the best computer on the market.
At least it makes sense with the computer. Our minds are really wacky.
Yeah. It, actually, because our minds is basically like a hard drive, like a computer. It can only do what we're telling it, what the experience is, what we program it to do.
Exact program. That's not going through our no-knowing. It's just a program.
It's just a program that is defined of the experiences, not of the possibilities that we are aware of. Yeah.
So can you just help me look at this? So what is my then, let's call it resistance or whatever, my thing about computers and everything to do with that? Can you just help me look at that now, since we're talking about this?
That's tonight's topic.
Tonight's topic by Jesper, conscious computing. And
can be
that
on
class will definitely be different from after this
five. I'm taking this class twice.
I know.
Yeah.
And that would like that would definitely be different after these couple of minutes. But so I don't get a read on that it's connected to that, but what have you defined yourself as that have created that you need to defend against being able to function with computers?
Because then I'll be because everybody else is functioning and working with computers.
Yeah, so everywhere you're defending against being like everybody else. Can we destroy and create that?
Yeah, somehow.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke, all nine shirts, boys and meals. So, again, everywhere we are choosing to defend for and against anybody else, we're creating this limitation for ourselves. And it actually comes from what that we have already defined ourselves as something else, or tried to undefine ourselves, which is also a definition. So we're already functioning from a definition of us that we're now trying to undefine, or fight against, or fight for.
But I'm just looking at what you were talking about with Jesper, because with me, I know this is like ever since observer appears to be. Often I find the computer is very slow. And and like this morning I started, I was checking my emails and I typed in things and I thought, why are you not just changing to that page? You know, why is it taking so long? It's early in the morning. It was just after six. Not that many people on the line.
Yeah.
I thought, come on.
So basically, that's also how it's working, because I mean, I don't know exactly what the problem was with your computer and the line this morning, but. So, for example, at the moment I have two computers. I have one computer that is 3-year-old, and I have one computer that is almost new. And if I start the old computer, it takes approximately 4 minutes for it to start till it comes to the place where I can start using it. If I take the new one, it takes 20 seconds.
So what is new for you? Mine is since July.
Yeah, mine is a month. But
okay, well.
But, I mean, I don't know, it's also an example. Because that's basically what we're doing when we're, for example, doing bars. We're erasing the hard drive so it becomes this new computer that functions totally different. More like a Porsche.
I like a Porsche.
And when we... So, for example, when I haven't received bars... In a while, I'm really getting slow, and I don't have access to my knowing, to the speed that I truly be, and my awareness in the same way. I get slow, and then I'm emptying the hard drive, and I get fast again. So, that was the marketing for bars. If you haven't heard about the bars, go search for the bars. It's awesome! Yeah, sorry. The marketing
where
hour.
Is the bars?
We're back from the commercial break.
So, where is the bars button on a computer? That's what I would like to know.
Because
the computer's not fast enough for me.
No.
That's how it feels.
It's not the computer. That's the evening class. Conscious computer. Yes, we're back from the commercial again. No, I don't know exactly about that, about the computer, but if you would do that...
But every definition you have of your computer will create something. Susie has talked with me too, because I killed my computers. So, literally. And every time something doesn't work, it becomes judgments about it, and it has to live up to that.
Yeah, because that's the thing, because then when you have defined that, you then have to defend... your rightness of your point of view.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So everything that is, and everywhere we're defending the rightness of our point of view, or the wrongness about our point of view, basically also. Going to strong and create that.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, put in poke, all nine shows, boys and beyonds. And that energy that we came to before, we get that with defending against being as everybody else. Mm-hmm. That actually excludes everything that works for everybody else.
Excludes what I can't follow you.
No, so if you're defending against being like everybody else, you don't want to be anything like them.
No, I would like to be like them.
You would like to be
like them? Because everybody is working with computers. Why can't I do it?
Yeah, but if you don't want to be like everybody else, it comes with a package.
Oh, I see what you're looking at. Okay.
But if you would be willing to destroy and uncreate and don't defend against being like anyone... You would have free choice to be like Einstein and Bill Gates and Donald Trump and Virgin guy and yourself and like me and Gary Douglas and like whoever you want to be, whenever you would want to be.
Sure.
And your boring neighbor or whatever it is too, when something is working for them. So all the definitions of who, what, where, when, why, and how we be, we're defending for and against. That if we would stop defending for and against it, would give us the freedom of choice, knowing, possibility, and being you. Okay, so everything that is, that you take, we're just trying to create that.
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good, or bad, put a book, all night, short, spice, and guns. So, let's see. So, no. Yeah. So, what would be possible if we were willing to go beyond the definitions? To uncharge, to destroy and uncreate, to let go of all the definitions and the charge and the significance around them, and create that space where we have question, choice, possibility, contribution, knowing, awareness, consciousness, and everything that would give us the life and living we desire. And everything that doesn't allow that, can we destroy and create that?
Yeah, yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nice shorts, boys and beyonds. Do we have any more questions before we have a break?
I have something,
and it's either a question or a statement. Let's shoot it out, whatever it is.
It might be fun. About the stupidity.
It's about the stupidity.
My stupidity.
My stupidity.
Are you sure you're on your own?
Yeah. Are you sure it's yours?
Is it yours?
Yeah.
You're the only stupid one.
Maybe it's mine.
Yeah, so let me... Actually, thanks for bringing that up. So let me just talk a little about of what I'm talking about and what we're meaning when we're talking about stupidity. It's basically where we're choosing unconsciousness. So it's not about being stupid. It's more about we're functioning from unconsciousness and creating from that space instead of creating from the knowing and the consciousness we truly be. And by addressing that, it opens up the space to actually function from consciousness, awareness, and knowing.
Yeah, so that's stuff that I'm aware of, totally aware of.
Yeah.
And in some way, I don't still being stuck with it.
What are you being stuck with?
Not creating the change.
Not
I really could do with it.
Okay.
It's still there, and it's kind of the.
Okay, so
if you have a backpack and you put it in it and you go. And
okay, so what? So what definition of you, and your and the way of living your life are you defending against, for and against? What definition of you and your life are you defending for and against? Everything that is times good saying can destroy and create that. Run around good or bad, put and poke on and show supposed to be honest. Actually, that's a really good tool. That's a really good question and process to run when you feel stuck in anything. When you feel stuck in anything, whether it's not changing the way I want or it's not going the way, it's not going fast enough, it's this relationship with this person is not working the way I want, whether it's about relationship, money, body, or something else, what definition of me am I defending? And destroy and create all of that. And what definition of my life am I defending for and against? And just ask for that energy, and when that comes up, be willing to let go of it, pock it, destroy it and create it. Pock, 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 pock,
Is that also what it's about? I was in a spoon bending evening.
Yeah.
And I couldn't bend any spoons. I asked the spoon if he wanted to bend, and he said, yeah. And then it comes up like, hell no, I'm not going to bend you. Like, I was refusing to bend it.
Okay.
Is that the same here?
Yeah, it's basically, so were you defending against a capacity you're having?
Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have that capacity. I have it, but I'm not going to have it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to show anybody else.
And I'm definitely not going to show anybody else, except that she's doing that by entering the room. Because when you're trying to defend something or make it insignificant, it's like having the sign up.
Yes.
Hey, I'm a very potent person here, sitting in this corner trying to hide. Good luck. So everywhere you are defending... Okay, no.
Find your corner.
Yeah, find your corner. So what capacity and potency are you defending against so no one can ever see who you truly be?
Oh.
Everything that is time to see, and can we destroy and uncreate all?
Yes.
Run, run, good, bad, put on poke all my shirts, by ambiance. That's a great one. What did I say? That was great. So what... What capacity and stupidity? No. What stupidity? What stupidity are you using to defend against the capacity and power and potency to?
Nobody can ever see who you.
Yeah.
So nobody can ever see who you truly be.
Yeah.
Are you choosing? Everything that is times a good scene, can we destroy and create all, right?
Yes.
In the bathroom, poke all my shirts, but you know,
is that also why I'm walking around feeling like a ticking bomb, like being so frustrated and angry, because like I feel like I'm refusing to step up, I'm refusing to do any other things that would...
Is it?
Why are you looking at
me? It was so funny because you're asking a question, or you're throwing an awareness. Is it?
I have no idea what I'm throwing.
So, is that a question or is that your awareness? Truth.
Like, I feel like that's the way it is.
Oh, are you aware?
Yeah,
now she's trying to trick me here.
That's
so,
what I usually go by, my emotions.
I know, but
mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that power, capacity, and potency? Truth.
I'm aware of something.
Are you aware of that power, capacity, and potency? Yes or no? Truth.
Yeah.
Cool. So everybody, just imagine if you have that much power, capacity, and potency, how much energy does it take to hide that? It's like for a dinosaur to a big one. You know, dinosaurs are big. To hide in that microwave, like microoven. It's like, good luck.
Wow.
Try to do that. Wow. So everywhere we're trying to fit ourselves into a box with walls that can hide our power, capacity, and potency so no one else can see it because we're hitting it in the box. Can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
Is that why I wake up now every morning the last couple of weeks? Like this, like have biting my teeth all night and have a pain in my neck?
I don't know, is it?
Yeah. Wow.
So, have fun.
Yeah. Thank you! Hard work!
So everywhere we are trying to hide and defend against our power, potency, knowing, and possibility we truly be, can we destroy and upgrade that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Yes,
so,
Birgitta?
So this workshop, you know, it's about the trusting our knowing or whatever it was called. So it sounds like a lot of us, I can't remember, but it sounds like... You know, a lot of us, we are sitting here like ticking bombs, or we know something is going on.
Good ticking bombs.
I mean,
more ticking bombs.
We're all in that.
Let's
let us
explode.
Jonas, is it your class anymore? Is it great?
And
not to make this year significant at all, you know, you just open the newspaper and it's. So what is going on? What is this energy? What? Why can we not just diffuse it and, you know, let go?
Yeah, so that is actually a great question. But you also have to be aware of how many people on the planet that are functioning from consciousness.
No, there are not many, so no. You know that.
So we cannot expect that people would choose from consciousness if they don't choose to function from that. And as long as we keep on functioning from who, what, where, when, why, and how we be, we also have to fight for and against and defend for and against everything we have been taught, assigned, and learned.
Yeah.
Through all lifetimes, basically. So, but the more people that would be willing to choose something different, something else would change. But what is going on is, yeah, what is going on? Is it actually just change going on? Mm. Just looks a different way than it could. Because you know, when things isn't good enough, sooner or later there will be somebody standing up. And how standing up can look like, it can be totally different. Because standing up from consciousness would be to just show up and choose more of you. Standing up from war, the perspective of war, or from unconsciousness can look like a totally different thing. It would look totally different.
It just feels like, you know, there's a piece missing here. Is it just a question missing?
Or is it just allowance?
Well, allowance is probably the most difficult thing to
do. So what
this
if
is the first hour? So
yeah. So what if allowance would be the key to unlocking something here?
Huh?
So what if allowance would be the key to unlocking something? What if we would allow ourselves to be who we truly be, and would allow others to be what they choose to be?
Make peace with allowance.
And what they choose to see us as.
Yeah. So everything that brought up, and everywhere we're not willing to be an allowance of us and everybody else, can we destroy and create that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good or bad, put and poke, all nine shorts, boys and girls. Thanks for this awesome hour. And let's have a short break before we're moving on.
Yay!
Yay!